Another British student of Boulanger via South Africa was Priyo Reynier. She lived from 1903 to 1986. She was largely self-taught. In the autumn of 1937, she studied for several months with Nadia Boulanger, and these were her only formal composition lessons. She produced about 30 chamber, vocal, and orchestral works. Although not a household name in the United States, she had many distinguished performances in London, including those of works commissioned by the cellist Jacqueline Dupré, the tenor Peter Pears, and the violinist Yehudi Menuhin. She became a professor of composition at the Royal Academy of Music and was awarded an honorary doctorate from the University of South Africa. She died while on holiday in France when she was 83, working on the settings of Rilke's sonnets. Sounds like a good way to go. Before she died, she talked about her life a little bit on tape, and we have that tape. So, before we hear her string quartet, which we'll listen to in a few minutes, let's hear from Priyo Reynier herself.
It has been said that the environment in which one has been born and spends one's early years is the vital source of the imagination for a creative artist, and certainly in my case, this is very evident. Born and living for the first 10 years of my life on the borders of Zululand in South Africa, I had round me the great space of Africa, the immense high skies of Tartar's blue, the night skies heavy with brilliant stars. Living in this remote part, one learned very early to be attentive to the least sound, a snake's rustle in the grass, the bark of a baboon, and other warnings from nature around us. As well as all the natural sounds, two elder sisters were dedicated to music. The piano sounded 4 or 5 hours a day, and the classical repertoire for the instrument became embedded in my ears and in my mind from the cradle. At the age of 8 years, having unsuccessfully attempted the piano, I was given a 3/4-size violin. This became my obsession. 2 years later, moving to Cape Town, where a college of music had been established under W.H. Bell from England as principal, I was entered there as the youngest student, beginning what proved to be the richest and most important part of my musical education under Bell's guidance. Quartet playing from the age of 11 was a regular part of it, attendance at the symphony concerts, a fascinating new assault in sound upon my ears. At the age of 16, a Cape University overseas scholarship for violin playing brought me to the Royal Academy of Music, where I was fortunate in being accepted by J.B. McEwan for harmony and counterpoint. He was an erudite man with a wide-ranging mind to whom I owe much. He encouraged all students to attempt composition, and I wrote a one-movement quartet which was played at the student concert, but disapproved of because it ended on a discord and was written in 5/8 time. But the violin was still an obsession. Some long years earning a meager living prevented further composition. When I was 30, I was involved in a serious motor accident. The following 6 months, being unable to practice or play, freed my mind, and a duo for violin and piano was the result. Playing now only chamber music, I began to write seriously. The 3 Greek epigrams for soprano and piano, then, very slowly, over a period of 3 years, the quartet for strings was formulated. At this point, I went to Paris for 3 months for discussion lessons with Nadia Boulanger, which clarified my mind as to the direction for future composition.
And now, let's listen to Priyo Reynier's Quartet for Strings, the work she wrote under Mademoiselle Boulanger's tutelage. It is performed here by the Allard Quartet.